This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the nonprofits trying to fill a need as the federal government works to stop immigrants here illegally. Earlier this month, ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, released more than 500 Central American women and children from family detention centers in South Texas. Local churches and refugee groups in San Antonio work to take in the women and kids. The releases come as immigration rights activists argue that children should not be held in detention facilities at all, and a judge ruled in their favor. Joy Palacios of Texas Public Radio reports.
A bus of 45 immigrant mothers and children arrives at San Antonio's Mennonite Church. They only have their clothes and a few personal items after spending weeks in family detention. Pastor John Garland welcomes them.
Bienvenidos.
The pews of the sanctuary are rearranged and mattresses line the floor. The women and children started arriving by the dozens.
We got a call that Immigration and Customs Enforcement was going to drop off close to 200 people.
The release coincided with a state judge's ruling that Texas could not license two family detention facilities as child care centers. The facilities are run by the for-profit prison companies, Core Civic and the Geo Group. In a statement, Immigration and Customs Enforcement says the release was part of normal operations and not related to the ruling. 37-year-old Ana Perez is from El Salvador and spent 15 days in detention. She says she fled to the U.S. to escape gang violence and death threats. The journey took several days. She and her daughter surrendered at the U.S. border. They're heading to Boston to stay with a friend she met in El Salvador. He purchased her two plane tickets. Volunteers like immigration attorney Luis Medina helped the women get in touch with family across the U.S. Unlike Perez, he says many don't have travel arrangements.
And so, for example, I've been receiving phone calls, you know, on my phone that I lent out to people, and they're trying to get a hold of their family members.
Erin Druitt and her three daughters donated groceries and decided to stay and help.
They needed volunteers to help cook, clean, translate.
Justin Tullius runs a local refugee group. He says judges will have the final say on whether the women and children will be granted asylum.
And that's to establish to the judge that they are in danger back in their country and to show the reason for the persecution that they face.
Most of the migrants were able to leave San Antonio within days. Immigration officials say there are 2,500 immigrant women and children in federal family detention centers nationwide. In San Antonio, I'm Joy Palacios for Marketplace.